their love of people to bring that joy around the world with their music. We have a couple other things to mention in the special resolution which Senator Machado and I will be presenting to you on behalf of the Senate. You really started to pioneer and change jazz worldwide as you began around the time that I was born in 1949, 1950, 1952. You got your
You're only born in 49, not 3 years.
No, not all. Yeah, I was born. I was just born in one of those years. Mike was born in 1955, Senator Machado. But your quartet and just for instance, Blue Rondo a la Turk combines Turkish rhythm with a Mozart piece, Rondo a la Turk, with the blues, with the jazz, and brought it all together in a very unique and extraordinary way that's delighted millions. So we are so pleased with what you've done. He, as well, has been recognized, played, entertained in the White House with John F. Kennedy, and then went to the Moscow summit with Gorbachev and President Reagan, and shared his art, and no doubt hastened the end of the Cold War and the furthering of democracy around the world, because who wouldn't want to end communism and have jazz artists like this great man appear out of the great vibrant democracy we have here in the United States? It could happen in other places if they adopted our ways. So those are just some of the things. As a composer, of course, he has done many large-scale works, including ballets and musicals and oratorio and cantatas and a mass. And he worked here with the church in Sacramento to perform and bring the joy of music into the place of worship at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament. So we're here. I'm going to turn it over to Senator Machado. We're looking forward to more. You're young. Your spirit is so young and inspiring to all of us. And we're looking forward to the Monterey Jazz Festival again, where you will unveil a new composition about John Steinbeck and Cannery Row. And there's an intersect between your family and the Steinbecks and the story they tell about early California in those days. So we look forward to more and more from you. Senator Machado.
Thank you, Tom. As I was telling Dave and Iola earlier, my mother went to school with them at COP back in the early mid-40s. And it's them following Dave as he played his groups throughout the foothills and in the valley that probably is why I'm probably here today. But that being said, the Brubeck Institute at UOP, which was just established, I believe, 3 years ago, has brought back the prominence of music to Pacific that had long been part of the attractiveness and what Pacific was noted for. And the young men and women who are learning jazz and playing there are going to continue the legend that Dave Brubeck has brought to this country and the world. And there's a little story that Dave said 3 years ago. What's probably not known is that he was commissioned to do a special piece for the visit of the Pope, Pope John XXIII, when he came to the Candlestick Park. And so he was on a stand that was performing with his group, and he was busy with the piano, and his back was to the Pope as he was coming in the Pope mobile. And so he asked his saxophonist if the Pope saw him, and did he bless him? And the saxophonist says, well, I'm not sure what he was doing, but it sure was a good rendition of 4/4 time. And it shows the scope of his music and the people he's touched throughout the world. And it's music that breaks down the barriers between people, the barriers between politics, and it's a common language when we have so many different languages in the world today. And I'm very grateful for the contribution that you have given to our world.
Could you please, if you would, come forward? Why don't you both come up? Yeah, well, we asked Dave and Iola to both come forward and to receive this on behalf of the California State Senate. Again, it's our honor to present this to you. There it is. A lot of whereases, summarizing our long speeches. We'll turn it around so that they can see that. Perfect. Great. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, my wife's family came to California in 1848.
There are some birth certificate records that go before then. We found one that dated back to 1835. Now, what they were doing here, I don't know. But they settled in the area around Madison, in near Woodland, in that area. And then my mother's family then moved north up into Trinity County. So we're really California pioneers. And both Dave and I said when we moved from California to Connecticut that we really felt like traitors when you realize what our families went through in order to get to California in the first place. And then for us just to fly back to Connecticut didn't seem right.
My dad was born in Amity. Anybody know where it is? California.
Lassen County.
And
Sam knows. Senator Onstead knows.
Yeah.
I went there to see where he was born, and there was just one man living in a shack next to a hot spring. And he said, you know, someday this is going to be a big resort.
We're still waiting.
the California dream.
Right.
Now, if you have a historian that will look this up for me, I read in a paper from a writer in Susanville that Honey Lake was 120 miles long and had paddle boats, and they thought it was going to be a big place. Unfortunately, my grandfather bought a lot of property. The lake went dry.
Again, California's.
That's great. Well, we honor you. We respect you so much, admire your works, and thanks on behalf of the State Senate. We look forward to more, and to, especially to your composition about Steinbeck and Cannery Row.
Yes.
We're looking forward to that. Thank you very much. There's more refreshments and more autographs for those who wish to join us in room 211. Senator Vasconcellos, you've known, you've met Dave before.